First Peter chapter 1, if you will. First Peter chapter 1, and that's the book after James. Praise God, and we were at a little earlier. First Peter chapter 1. When you're there, say amen, I'll know you're there. Amen. First Peter chapter 1. And I'm beginning at the first verse. And it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Then he goes on and says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6, it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Y'all with me? If need be, ye are in heaviness. Everybody say heaviness. Through the manifold temptations. And then he goes on and says, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. And I want us to focus in on that, those two scriptures, mainly that one, but 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through the manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious or costly or valuable or honorable than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried or approved with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of or coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for your mercy, for your graciousness, for your kindness, O God, for your redemptive power. Thank you, Father, O God, that you have hidden things from the prudent and revealed your glory unto babes. Thank you, God. Marvelous are your doings, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you hide us behind the cross so others may see and hear you, and that you alone will be glorified as always, O God. Empty me of me afresh and fill me with your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, let your word not return unto your voice void, until you void but accomplish there whereunto you send it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now there are times when we as the elect or chosen of God, us being born again, that we go through trials or tests that, if for nothing else, comes as a reminder of who we are and where we are in this world. Not of the world, but in this world. And not of the one to come. And this test is not from God, but from the evil one, amen, whose time is short. And that every case, because he knows that every case will be decided upon, either for life or for eternal damnation. It is a trial Satan designated to destroy our love of God, amen, our Father, and to rob us of our saving faith in Christ. It is designed, this test, this trial, to get us to look everywhere but to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The temptation comes to try to get us to look to it through the eyes of our flesh and to become discouraged, weak, numb, and to succumb to it, thus to fail the test. And if we fail this test, it'll be easy to fail the next test and the next test until we are led captive by Satan at his will.
Amen.
We must understand that because we, as the earlier Christians, are by grace chosen by God, the Father, out of this blessed world. Now, if you look at 1 Peter, it tells you this. Because Peter introduces this letter to bring encouragement to the saints of God, to elect of God, that were scattered abroad by manifold or various temptations they were going through. And so he was writing this letter to bring encouragement. And if you look at the beginning of this letter, he says in verse 2, he reminds them of who they are in the sight of God. Now, he doesn't tell them who they are in this world, but he reminds them of how precious and how glorious and how special they were in the eyes of God, even though in this world they were going through manifold various temptations. They were going through many persecutions. Amen. They were going through death and all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Persecuted for their faith. So that's why they were scattered abroad. So he says, elect. And then he goes, it says, according to the foreknowledge of God. In other words, he said, you are chosen because of God's infinite wisdom,
amen,
his infinite knowledge. Even before the world was,
amen,
you were in the foreknowledge of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And so you're going through something in this life, but don't you think, look at that, because remember, you are special in the eyes of God. He says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, meaning you have an intimate relationship with him through Christ now.
Amen.
He is your Father. Amen.
Amen.
And then he goes on through the sanctification or the purification of the Spirit. Set aside for God because you're special. You have been sanctified, set aside apart, amen, from the world by God.
Amen.
Unto obedience or unto submission to God's will and the sprinkling or the washing of the blood of Christ, wherein he has made us one, where he has reconciled us back to him. Praise God.
Amen.
Understand that you are kept, praise God, by the power of God through faith. Understand that you belong to him and you don't have to fear what's going on out here because you have already won the battle, and the battle's not yours, but it is his. Is anybody home? He says, remember this. Amen.
Thank you.
I entitled this title, Aliens in a Strange Land.
Amen.
He said, remember, you are a foreigner. You are a pilgrim.
Amen.
You are an alien. You don't belong in this world.
Amen.
The world is not worthy of you. That's why I called you by name. That's why I called you out. That's why you were in my foreknowledge. Amen. God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
He said, you may not realize this, amen, but you are called special. You are sanctified. You are holy. You are chosen of God. Don't let this world think that you are a part of. Don't let Satan blind your mind to think that you are a part of this world.
Amen.
You got to look unto Jesus. Amen. Praise God through this world in order to get through this world. In order to make it through these tests and these trials. Is anybody home?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God's a good God, isn't he? He says, so as the early Christians said, you are chosen and understood. They were chosen by grace out of this blessed world.
Amen.
That we are foreigners and aliens and strangers. We're only here for a short while. Does everybody say short while?
Short while.
And that our light afflictions, according to 2 Corinthians 4:17, our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. It's only but a moment.
Amen.
Praise God. God's a good God, isn't he? He's a good God. Oh, God, teach us to number our days. We are only here to do the work of him that called us. Is anybody home?
Amen.
That saved us, that washed us in his own blood. Is anybody home?
Yes.
And the bottom line is to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yeah.
How? By overcoming the evil one.
Yes.
Because we're no good to them.
Amen.
if we fail the test.
Yeah.
We're no good to them if we can't find encouragement of who we are through the foreknowledge of God. If we forget who we are and think that we are of the world. No. We're not of the world. We are so far from the world, from that God has raised us far above all principality, power, and might. We are so far above this thing that, amen, we don't even realize it. But it's true. For where he is, there we are also. Is anybody home? God's a good God, isn't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is a good God.
Amen.
But we must look to him. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So this light affliction, this light temptation, these trials, these temptations, these things that come our way, these circumstances, this thing that wants to bring us low is but for a moment. And it's working for us.
Amen.
It's an active working thing for us. Amen. That is far more exceeding, but for a moment, but working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In other words, James, the book of James says, count all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Is anybody home?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's working for us. We don't realize it, but it's a trial. Our faith is on trial for a reason.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
And God knows that our faith is precious. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Precious, valuable, honorable. Is anybody home?
Amen.
More precious than all the gold in this world.
Amen.
That perishes. That's what he says.
That's right.
Though we try with fire, might be found to praise. So he wants us to purify our faith. The trials that we go through as a body, as individuals in this world,
Amen.
Is purifying our faith. If we hold fast to God's unchanging hands. Is anybody home?
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. The battle, and understand, the battle is not ours.
Yes.
Somebody say the battle's not ours. Don't you be taking this battle on you.
Yes.
You can't stand. Oh, no. The battle's not ours, but the battle is the Lord's.
Yes.
And we will win the war. We have won the war. In the end, if we faint not.
Amen.
Is anybody home?
Amen.
And all that are asleep in him, that are saved and sleep in Christ, guess what? They have won the war. They have won. They have not lost. See, if Satan can make us think that those that sleep in the Lord, they perished, they're gone, huh?
Amen.
Then he got us. Because he have us deny the very resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can't look to it like that. Is anybody home?
Amen.
It's just like my brother Bill. Praise the Lord. He made it in. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I made sure. He made it in by giving him the words of Christ and him seeing him accept him and all this. He made it in. That was our purpose. That was our design. That was of God. Is anybody home?
Amen.
God's a good God. And so we got to work, we got to make sure we make it in. Isn't that right?
That's right.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
The end result is not death. The end result is life, eternal life.
Yes.
Is anybody home?
Yes.
That's why we live and move and have our being in this world. Being called out of the world is that we may be the light and the salt of the world.
Amen.
Amen. To preserve and help those that don't know him get saved.
Amen.
Amen. God's a good God. Even if we have to snatch him out of the fire, is anybody home?
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't he? Understand what you are for and what your mission is for and what the foreknowledge of God's calling was on your life. And not get caught up, amen, with the tests and trials of this life. God said, but know that they're working for you. They're working for you. Let them work for you. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose.
Hallelujah.
Who are the called according to his purpose. Anybody home? For whom he foreknew, them he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. God's a good God, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we're being conformed as we trust him. Is anybody home? Through our trials,
yeah,
through our temptations,
yeah,
through our testings. Is anybody home?
Yes.
They must come.
Yes.
They have to come in order to make us strong. Understand that. God has not forsaken you. God has not forsaken us.
Yes.
Is anybody home? He's keeping us.
Yeah.
He's preserving us. Is anybody home? Because we are separated unto him for his glory. We are the praise of his inheritance. Is anybody home?
Yes.
God's a good God, isn't he? Because you have to remember, there was a time when we didn't understand this. There was a time when we were without Christ, being aliens from heaven, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Don't you remember that? Oh, it hasn't been too long, y'all. I know it seems like it's been a long time, but it hasn't been too long spiritually. Is anybody home? Because we're just little bitty babies, little children through God's eyes. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Amen. Don't you remember? You thought you were in the world and of the world. Well, you were. We were of the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible goes on in Ephesians 2:13, says, but now in Christ, ye sometimes that were far off are brought nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. He is our peace. Oh, we got to draw from him. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Through his blood, he has brought us nigh to God. He has unified. He has reconciled us back to the Father through his blood.
Hallelujah.
Through the forgiveness of sin, even the remissions of sin and forgiveness. Is anybody home?
Yes.
But now, because of the reconciling power of Christ, his body, and his blood. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Now, we that were foreigners from heaven, now we are no more, in Ephesians 2:19 says, now, therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. So now it's a switch thing now. Now you're strangers in the world.
Amen.
Aliens in this world. But now we're fellow citizens with the saints of God in a household of faith. Praise God. God's a good God, isn't he? So we can't be walking around here like we don't have any hope and we don't have God in the world. Is anybody home? Our job is to bring those. Listen, we're going to have to leave this earth for something.
Amen.
Unless Jesus comes back before the end.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
And we're going to leave it then. Isn't it right when we cut out to meet him? Isn't that right?
That's
right. So what are we going to do about this? And Paul said, what should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yes.
Is anybody home?
Amen.
He that spared not his own son, but gave him up for us.
Amen.
Is anybody home? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies.
Yes.
Amen. It is Christ. Who shall condemn us? Is anybody home? It's Christ that died, yea, that's risen again from the dead.
Amen.
Even at the right hand of God for us. Is anybody home?
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Paul said, I am persuaded nothing should separate us from the love of God.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's
right? Saints, we got it made.
Amen.
We just got to keep looking up.
Amen. That's right.
I said, saints, we got it made.
Right.
We got to keep looking up,
yes,
and trusting his word. Is anybody home? Praise God. We got to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ.
Yes.
We got to learn to be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Is it and trust him? Amen.
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't
he?
Oh, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And then it reminds us of some people, amen, that struck, that were in the same situation, different various trials. The Bible says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
Yeah, yeah.
by the which he condemned the world, this world that we call our home, you know what we think is our home, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And the Bible goes on and says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed God. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country like we are. Is anybody home now? Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is. Do you look for that city? To those that look for his coming, shall he appear? Is anybody home? This world is not our home. Even Abraham, who had not the Spirit of God like we have.
Amen.
Is anybody home? For Jesus had not came yet. But even Abraham looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Is anybody home?
Yes.
He counted himself a stranger and a pilgrim here. Is anybody home? That's your lineage. That's your spiritual heritage. That's your forefathers spiritually. Is anybody home? Through faith also Sarah had received strength to receive conceived seed and was delivered of a child when she is past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Do you judge God faithful that he promised? Oh, God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. You got to confess that. We got to know that we are aliens. We're foreigners.
Yes.
We're strangers here. We got to confess that thing. We got to understand that that's who we are. We got to live that thing out. We got to know this, because when it comes time to get up out of here, we won't be having no problems. See, we won't be like Lot's wife who turned to a pillar of salt because she hesitated and didn't want to leave when the angel said, come on out.
Man.
See, we'd be lost in the bounds between eternal life and here. Is anybody home?
Yes.
No. God wants to just peacefully call us on home.
Man.
Come on now, because we ready to go. Keep your lamp burning and trimmed. Is anybody home? You got to be ready to go.
Man.
Is anybody home?
Man.
See, praise God. And when I go, don't y'all be running here mourning like, oh, he would. No. Because I'm trying to fulfill my purpose in Christ. Is anybody home?
Yes.
And I'm trying to encourage you to fulfill ours.
Man.
Ours. God's a good God, and so we won't have no regrets.
Man.
Hey, ain't nothing worse than having regrets. You won't have no regrets. Regrets. Is anybody home? So you can put your foot, amen, on the gas pedal. Don't be putting on the brake all the time. Act like you can't drive. Huh? You break it all the time. Causing everybody else to wreck behind you. Get out of the way. Praise God. Go on so they can move on down the highway. Get on home. God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Abraham staggered not at faith. He didn't put on the brakes. He didn't stagger at faith. Ha ha! Your forefather didn't, the rock from whom you came, didn't, according to the flesh, didn't put on the brakes with his faith.
Amen.
Faith. Is anybody home?
That's right.
No. He went on. Praise God. He believed God. Praise God. Death is the enemy of God.
Amen.
Amen. And one day he's going to lose his thing. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Oh, the grave is victory. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. But until then, we're going to keep on keeping on. Believe in God. Looking to Jesus. Anybody home?
Yeah.
I'm not going to look to my temptation. I'm not going to look to all my bills. I'm not going to look to all this corruption.
Amen.
I'm not going to look to all this confusion.
Amen.
All these things that's going on. Is anybody home?
Amen.
God, I'm going to look to Jesus. Because it'll get me off the mark. Get me grumbling, complaining. Get me all confused.
Yes.
And all anxious and worked up. Is anybody home? Amen. How many know God said be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer, amen. Amen. Supplication that your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace. Amen. Whose mind is what? Stayed on him. God's a good God, isn't he? So don't go by what you see. Abraham didn't go by sight. You walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. It is written.
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
The Bible says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know what he chose? He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord. Look at these people of you. Look at your lineage. Is anybody home?
Yes.
Praise God, you have a strong lineage here.
Amen.
God's a good God, isn't he? Come on now. Don't be choosing. Choose to suffer affliction. Amen. With the people of God. That's what Moses did.
Amen.
Then to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Praise God. We quote in the scripture here, it says in 1 Peter, it says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then it goes to, it says, and to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, that's reserved in heaven for you and me. Satan trying to get you off your inheritance. By a trial, by trials, by heaviness of manifold temptations.
Amen.
He's trying to get you to not be there. Now, your rewards, amen, that they're talking about, this inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, is there. It's solid. It's kept.
Yes.
You and I got to get there to get it.
Amen.
It's going to be there.
Amen.
See, ain't nothing going to be worse than going to hell or not. And you have, huh? You have an eternal inheritance that's there with your name on it.
Hallelujah.
Because we failed a trial, a temptation, a test that the enemy has put upon us. Because we don't realize that through his wisdom, God's foreknowledge, we are redeemed, we are his. He's going to keep us. Don't you let Satan deceive us. Don't let Satan deceive us. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Get us off the mark. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. People fighting for their lives right now. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Amen. And we are to fight with them. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are to bear the infirmity of the weak. Is anybody home? But we are to cast this thing upon Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Who cares for us? Cast our care upon him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We can't carry it. But we can intercede. We can't carry it, but we can bear it. Amen. Some of the burdens.
Amen.
Give them unto Jesus if we are trusting him. Praise God.
Amen.
Because it's not our battle, y'all. We can't carry the load. Is anybody home?
Amen.
God's a good. He take us down. Have you seen people, some people that go on, and they've been with somebody so long a time, the other person, not long before they go.
Amen.
They go on.
Right. Because
their hearts are broken and all this grieve themselves to death. And it may not have been their time.
Yes.
Because they didn't know how to handle it. They took upon that grief, that power, that they couldn't handle it.
Amen.
Their hearts give out, you see?
Amen.
And they go on, no, we're not supposed to be like that. Because we know why we're fighting.
Amen.
We're not fighting against the air. We're not fighting in vain. Are you fighting in vain? Come on now. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, powers of darkness.
Amen.
Is anybody home?
Amen.
Principalities and power. God's a good God, isn't he?
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God's a good God, isn't he? And so when Moses, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Don't you want to see him who is invisible?
Amen. Yes.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 11:36, and others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom, and then in preface it says, of whom the world was not worthy. Don't you see, you're not worthy of this world. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained the good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided something better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. In other words, if we make it through the test, it makes them their faith perfect.
Amen.
See, they're waiting on us
Amen. To
complete this thing. They started it out. Now they're waiting for us. Come on now.
Amen.
Oh, God's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Come on now. That's why the Bible says, seeing therefore we are compassed about with this so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that is so easy to set us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. God's a good God, isn't he? Oh, 2 Titus 2:3 says, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Is anybody home? Oh, James said, I'm going to reiterate it again. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire. Oh, what are we going to do with this message? James also goes down and says, and in finishing and closing, James says in 1:12, it says, he says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Is anybody home? Let's stand to our feet, church. Saints of God, let's stand to our feet. There's a crown of life laid up for us. Amen. Oh, you're going to be blessed if you endure these temptations. Look up and not down. Don't look to your circumstance. Don't look to the problem. Look to Jesus, the answer to the problem. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your foreknowledge. We thank you, Lord, that you work all things according to your will, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your graciousness, Lord. May you